You asked me about the movie, and it came out as Doomsday Machine. The final title, the original was Doomsday Plus 7, my version, and Michael Rennie wanted to star in that, but and we had Mella Powers and Ruta Lee and Bobby Van, and at the old Norma Talmadge studio off of Sunset. But our producer was too cocky and pushy, and Michael Rennie just shook his head at me and kindly bowed out of that episode. And then our producer was so lousy and cost us so much money that it got held up to where some what we call schlock merchants took it over, and it came out as a Doomsday Machine. A little anecdote there was the studio even was rewriting the script, and little Ruta Lee is quite feisty, and she came up to me on the set, and she says, "Where is that part in the script that I cried when I read it?" And I said, "Well, everybody, including the studio, is rewriting this thing." And she says, "Who do I have to blip to get out of this turkey?"
Didn't Grant Williams replace Michael Rennie in the role?
Yes, I believe so.
Were you less interested in Doomsday Machine than you were in Doomsday Time 7?
Well, they made a schlock thing, changed the script and everything. In fact, at one time we had fired a director. It cost us $12,000 to fire him. It was skullduggery of the studio again. And we brought over from Paramount a guy named Roland Scholem. Looked like a German submarine captain. And one day I said the unspeakable. I called out, "Cut." And when anybody calls that out, they're responsible. And he said, "Who the hell are you?" I said, "I only wrote this turkey. You got people coming in and out of doors in the wrong costumes. But it's almost lunchtime. And if you give them a lunch break, I'll make a map for you to show you how to straighten it out." And he walked slowly over to me. Everybody thought they were going to deck me. He kissed me on the cheek. He said, "Everybody to lunch." This is the stories of Hollywood. Mickey Mouse Hollywood.